David Chance presents to you the Morning Meetup. Do you have an idea you need to get off the ground? Are you a small business owner looking to earn supplemental income or replace your current income? Come and join the most amazing mentorship and accountability group for entrepreneurs. Live with David Chance himself. That's right, this is not pre-recorded and it's not a replay. This is live every morning, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. In addition to the live calls, you'll also receive a weekly individual Q&A call, a private Facebook community, access to all call replays, and access to David's list of resources and contacts. You need to be in an environment of success. So head over to themorningmeetup.com today for your $1 7-day trial. That's right, just $1 for 7 days of access to the Morning Meetup. Take massive action towards manifesting your dreams today. themorningmeetup.com.
And 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to The Real Social Proof Podcast with Mr. Sleepers for Suckers himself, David Shand. Let's get it.
Welcome to another edition of Social Proof Podcast. I'm glad y'all caught that.
That was is that being recorded?
It is. Welcome to the show. We're here. We're here for another episode. We got Isaiah on the camera.
He's on the camera.
He's on the camera. And we're going to turn him into an entrepreneur, man. You know what we did before you got here? Because we were supposed to start it. I'm 5. You came at like 5:10?
No, I came at 5:04. I was out there talking to your crew.
Is that better?
That is actually Shan's.
Okay, anyway.
It's in the 5 o'clock hour.
So what Isaiah said to me, kind of based on last episode, he said, yo, I went to work and I just see these people complaining at work. I told myself, I'm out of here. When did you say you're leaving?
I'm leaving by next year around my 26th birthday.
By next year, his 26th birthday, he's out of there. So when's your 26th birthday?
May
21st. May 21st. So he's got a year, a little under a year to go. So what I asked him to do is, okay, what is it going to take? He said, I don't know. He said, I just got to make more money. I said, no, how much? And I said, let's figure out all your bills. So all his bills came out to about $1,000 because he got roommates, stuff like that. Came out to $1,000. And I think we're going to go the direction of social media management because that's the easiest way to make money in this day and age. You're posting for people. And you get some clients at $250 a month, just posting, you know, a few days a week. You get 4 of those. He'll pay all his bills, Donnie.
This is true.
That's life-changing money.
That is life-changing money.
That's life-changing.
That's life-changing money. But that can't be the final goal because you can't just work to pay bills.
That's a fact. But it'd be a good supplement if his job is paying his bills, but his business is enough to cover his bills just in case his job.
But what I'm hearing is that we're creating an exit strategy for the job.
You're right. But the milestone is 4 clients.
Right.
I mean, we can pick up 4 clients the first month.
We can. First week.
And then we set another goal until he gets comfortable enough to leave. So I didn't even ask him. I didn't even ask you how much you make at work, right? Because it doesn't matter. I'm thinking about whatever your money at your job is, that's your money at your job. But the amount of money that you make on your business should be able to cover your lifestyle just in case something happens to that unreliable job.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
So I want to just fill everybody in. Okay. If you need a coaching session, you can hit up me.
If you need a real coaching session.
I was waiting for it.
You can hit up me.
So, Donnie, man, bring us up to speed, man. What's going on? How was your week?
So, first of all, thank you for getting started while I was still putting on lipstick earrings and things.
Get
guys, we keep it real over here, okay? My week so far was today. So, yeah, my week has been great.
Okay.
My days have been incredibly packed.
Well, let's say the last 7 days.
How was the last seven days? You know, Shans, because I have so much going on, I'm going to refer to my calendar just to give me a good idea. Oh, yeah. This has been good.
First off, no, I saw you posted your calendar on Instagram and I got a headache. I instantly got frustrated. I'm like, that is too many clients. That's too many human beings to be responsible for.
And so.
But yeah, business is good. Business is booming.
Business is good. Mm-hmm. Business is booming. The last 7 days have been amazing. Mm-hmm. We're to the point where it's a lot going on, right? Mm-hmm. And people go into business thinking like, yeah, I'm about to work for myself and I get to control my own hours and, you know, I don't answer to anybody. Mm. And I found myself this week and last week feeling like I answer to people.
Explain that.
I answer to people. I mean, because people schedule appointments, they're paying me for consultations. Mm. You have to show up. Yeah. Like, even when I was incredibly tired, this week, the last 3 days, I haven't gone to bed before 5 a.m.
Mm. Are you scheduling clients out that late?
Or oh, is my it like- God, no. So what's been happening is, so let me also say that the influx of calls that I've had in the last 2 weeks is not normal because I would typically never have my calendar open back to back to back like that. But what happened was I only planned my calendar out for a certain amount of months in advance. And so that bookmark came. Mm-hmm. And so then the calendar was open and I didn't realize it until my calendar was jam packed with all of these appointments. So usually I would have some time.
Gotcha.
So no, I was not working with clients until 5 a.m., but part of my team is overseas. Mm-hmm. So I had to be up with them and communicating with them. And then all of the admin stuff that I had to do, I was doing after hours. So I would find myself working with clients until about 7 in the evening, from 9 a.m. until about 7 in the evening, on and off with some breaks in between. Right. And then I just use some time to, like, chill out.
Yeah.
And then I'm eating dinner.
You schedule chill out time?
Absolutely.
Got to.
I schedule lunch and breakfast and dinner. I schedule my, like, me time, right? Because if I don't, then somebody else is going to book that on my calendar. Yeah, so I literally have to put it on my calendar.
Right.
And then I may doze off and take a nap around 8-ish, and then I'm back up by 8:30, 9 o'clock, and then I can't go to sleep until 5 a.m., so I start doing some admin work and trying to get ahead on the next day. And I always have this plan. I don't know about you. Like, I always plan, I'm going to be in bed tonight by 1 a.m. By 1 a.m. tonight, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And then you look up and it's 3 a.m. and you're like, how did this happen?
Ifs, ands, and buts.
I got ifs, ands, and buts. And I'm like, how did this happen? I don't even know what I did in this amount of time.
Right.
But anyway.
You sure you want to be an entrepreneur out there? Huh? You sure this is what you want?
Are you sure this is what you want?
People ain't sure this is what they want. Entrepreneurship is real.
Entrepreneurship is real. Is it worth it?
Oh, it's definitely worth it. It's 100% worth it. What I don't think is worth it is working that hard for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because if you build it, nobody could take it away.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like we were talking to Isaiah, if you build your business and your first goal is to cover all your lifestyle bills, your job, somebody can take that away. You don't control that. You come into work one day, they might say, "Oh, we don't need you," and you got to go home. Or somebody lied on you and said you stole something. I don't know. Dang, I think I just had to read that.
What? Because you saw I looked away like. Mm.
But somebody can take that away. But if you build something, if you build it, it's the gratification of knowing I don't got to beg nobody for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I go get my own bag. So, yeah, gratifying 100%. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, also, did our podcast get you lit? Was you lit this week?
I was lit. You know what? I actually got.
Well, you've been lit, but.
I've been lit, but in terms of. So, Shans, I want to take this gum out of my mouth, but you got the camera rolling, and I didn't know that we. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, I just. Oh, so you. Is that what you're doing on camera?
Okay. Yeah,
so
I'm just kidding. Listen, I am me 100% of the time. I don't care what camera's on. Y'all, if you're listening to the audio, Donnie just took a sheet of her paper, ripped off a piece, took the gum out of her mouth, balled it up. I'm glad we're in COVID times because I don't got to dap you up because I forgot and I shook your hand. And I have a gallon of water. And I'm just, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What were we saying before then? You were asking me.
Your littiness.
Yeah, actually. So first of all, let's just establish the fact that I've been lit, right?
I know, and your Instagram got hacked a while ago.
I know.
So we're getting you back up.
We're going to talk about that because I feel like a whole hypocrite right now.
Why?
Well, one of the early stage things that I do with my clients is make sure that they have some type of a social media presence. Choose the platform, choose two platforms, right, figure it out, and make it happen. After my social media got hacked, And I spent so much time pleading with Facebook to give it back to me. So my Facebook and my Instagram were connected.
Right.
And, you know, you connect everything and didn't know any better. They're not anymore after this happened. Yeah. But I went overseas, came back. 2 weeks later, from within that same region, all of my social media was hacked. Mm. And I wake up in the middle of the night. Anybody else wake up in the middle of the night to check social media? Like,
nope, I don't.
Okay, I do. I don't wake up. Yes, you do.
No,
I don't wake up to check social media, but because I'm up anyway,
okay.
Yeah, I typically check social media, and it helps me drift back to sleep. So I pick up my phone, and I'm like, let's see what's going on. I go open my Instagram app, and it says page does not exist. Ooh. I'm like, what? So I'm like, well, that's got to be something. I'll deal with it in the morning, right? I'm thinking maybe I logged out. So I go to Facebook and nothing. No.
Ooh, you lost your Facebook too.
I lost everything. Everything was associated Ooh. With this Facebook account. So I go to Facebook and I said, well, did I change my password? So I go to look for the password, and I hadn't had to log into either in so long. I honestly forgot to check. I forgot what email address was associated with the account. They were automatically logged in. Right. So I tried passwords and it wouldn't work. So I'm like, well, let me see it has to be the email address that I have wrong. So I went to my email to like search for Facebook just to see where they had previously communicated with me. And as soon as I opened my email at like 4 o'clock in the morning, it said account disabled. Like I had like 10 messages, account disabled, account disabled, account disabled. And it said that I violated policy, right. Which I didn't do, right?
You didn't hit him like Boosie.
I didn't hit him like that. I didn't. I did not, you know.
$1,000. Boosie is so
I dumb. Cannot with him. Yeah, so anyway, that happened. And I lost all my social media. So I'm thinking, well, I didn't violate any policy. I hadn't even really been posting recently. Mm-hmm. I'll get this back. This must be some type of a mistake. So I sent them a message. And they basically said, nah, bruh. And so then I responded, like, but wait, right? Because I'm Donnie, and I didn't, like, you got to know that right. I didn't violate any policy. Right. And so they responded and was like, but we said no the first time.
Yo.
So I said, I'm going to try one more time.
Right.
And I responded again, because it says if you wish to appeal, just reply. Right. So I tried a third time, and they said, look, we're not answering this email again. They literally told me in my message, I promise if I look hard enough, I can pull it up. It says, the answer is no. We will not respond to any additional inquiries regarding this account.
Wow.
Yeah. So that.
Who is this? Oh, what's up, bro?
Brandon Dixon.
Hey, Brandon.
Is in the building. What's up, man? You're interviewing you're messing up our show.
I just need to get out.
What? I mean, because you.
Can y'all see?
He just.
Brandon, real quick, hey, Brandon, wait. When you set this up and you positioned these things for it to see David, were you thinking about me at all?
What did I say?
Yeah, he did. He said, yo, make sure you can see Donnie. I said, you can see Donnie.
Where?
And I
see,
said,
you looking at the wrong one. It's not that. It's this one.
And I said, I was like, yo, Donnie going to feel some type of way. Only because, like, we see each other, but.
You want me to zoom in on you on this one?
He's got all kinds of major technology for those of you who are not able to see this.
Crazy.
Not that's crazy.
That's crazy. You look good.
All right, so let's proceed. Okay, were you leaving? You leaving, Brandon?
Yo, for real.
I
can't see me, and I just feel like Shans has one upping me right now.
Turn this. Boom. Can you see that?
No, she can't see it because the lens is in the way.
But it makes me feel better. I'll do this every now and then. If they see this on camera, I'm just trying to check me out.
Okay, look, I'm actually that's Brandon's monitor. I'm gonna get two of them. If you want to get one, they're $200 each. So I get one, you get one.
Okay, but what am I gonna do with it?
You can see yourself.
Can I use it at home?
No, it's just for the podcast. I mean, if that's that's what you're into. We're good.
That's what I'm into. Yeah, what's that?
No, that's
his camera.
Yeah, that's my camera.
Oh. Guys, excuse us. Yeah. We hadn't gotten into our professional groove yet, but we promised we're working on it.
So,
here's
the thing. We are we literally just cut the mic on, and we just go. So there might be all kind of stuff going on. You leaving? You got it? Okay. All right, everybody say bye to Brandon.
Good to see you, Brandon.
Appreciate you.
So, so move forward. So I asked you about your week. You didn't ask me about mine. The only reason I asked you about your week.
You went straight into another question, Shams. I said something, and then you said something, and then I replied. How was your week?
You know, you asked my, yo, how you been? Because you got some really cool stuff to talk
but
about.
But I don't really be caring.
Yeah, I know. No, I didn't ask you that. I definitely just want to get an update on what's going on in the world of entrepreneurship, because you are really getting it in. And it's just really cool to see your friends progressing. Well, I mean, you've always been winning since I met you, but it just feels good to know that I have like somebody that is on a forward path, and it keeps me on that path too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I feel like I almost can't fall off, because you'd be like, bro, I'm not going on that podcast no more with you. You drive an Uber now, bro?
No,
I can't. No,
not to anybody who's driving Uber.
Yeah, but yeah. Yeah, you get what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying.
But I had a pretty
good
one.
I think we mesh so well whenever we're doing stuff is because we seem to be progressing at the same pace, right? I mean, I may be a little farther along than you, but we overall, you know what I mean? Overall, I mean, it's just minor. It's just minor details, guys. No, if you guys have never met Shams and I in person, this is what we do.
Oh, yeah, for sure. This, when we could go back outside, this is going to be a dope tour.
This is going to be a dope tour.
Dope tour.
Like the room, I can see the set. What would you guys like to see on the set?
No, let me tell you. So I was going to do a different. So instead of the podcast room, I wanted to do it on the white. And I was thinking, like, we get, like, a couch. And
you mean, like the one that's out there?
Maybe not that one, but another. Or I mean, we could, yeah. Like, that one. And then maybe I'll be sitting in a chair or something like that. We have our own little different setup. Mm-hmm. Y'all might see a different setup. So I was supposed to, but Jovan, he double booked this whole session. So that's why we got
shout out to Jovan for messing up the books.
Shout out to Jovan. Mm-hmm. Bugging. Oh, but, yeah, thanks for asking. My week is going well.
Tell me, in the last 7 days, what is, for real?
He's actually getting
intern behind the scenes.
Like, here's the thing:
got audio playing from his phone. What are we doing today? Are we working or?
We ain't getting no information, nothing. We like 15 minutes in too.
I think we're assuming that people think we're like funny or entertaining. Or they're like, they're over at their at home looking like, y'all, please just stick to the keys.
Right. this is not a podcast. This is just a conversation between me and Donnie that you get to listen to.
This is just us talking. I have an offline idea that I think would be great, though, in terms of I think we really need to go all in with this. Like, we need a photo shoot. We need a theme.
For sure.
We need a name.
Can I talk about my week, though?
Oh, shoot.
You just don't care. You just definitely don't care.
So I was asking you, in the last 7 days, mm-hmm. what's your number one highlight from the last 7 days?
My number one highlight is selling out of our Human Behavior Mastery course. What else? Oh, we have family in town. I don't know. I guess it wasn't nothing super spectacular. Mm. It was just regular winning. Not in that way, but it's moving forward. It's like every step I'm taking another step every single day, and there was no setbacks, very few fires that I had to put out, mm-hmm. except for, you know, double booking at the complex, but I am in a really, really good space. I can see the future. Things are growing, and money cometh.
Money it's blessed. Coming.
But what's even cooler is I have some people that are like in my life and in my circle that I'm helping to grow their business as well. Mm. Like, they're not clients. They're just my people. Helping them grow. Yeah, for sure. Like Isaiah. Like I'm really excited about Isaiah's journey. It's a project for me now. You know what I mean? Or we got Kayla. So she's 18 years old. And through my Entrepreneurship Foundation, if you want to donate, you can donate to Cash App eFoundation. eFoundation. It's a foundation where we gather money. Mm-hmm. And, well, the thing is, not for me, though. Let me tell you. So I take a percentage of every T-shirt that I sell, and I put it into I donate it to the eFoundation. We take the money from the eFoundation, and we invest in a kid's business. So we got this one kid, Kayla. She has a brand called Yana. Mm-hmm. Yana, you are not alone.
Nice.
So her whole thing is, what is your Yana? Like, everybody needs their Yana or their thing that allows them to feel like, yo, I'm not alone in this. So for some people, it might be music. Some people it might be a spa day. Some people might be that best friend. That's my person that lets me know I'm not alone. It could be therapy. This lets me know that I'm not alone. If you don't have anything, if you don't have anything that lets you know that you are in, you know, that you're covered, you need to find something. Mm-hmm. You need to find a support group or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So we ordered her products this week, and I told her, I'll just read it. So we ordered her products this week, and I said, one of the worst things you could do is get your products in and not have a way to take money. So every day she's giving me an update. She showed me the picture of her products came in. She has her Venmo and Zelle and PayPal and all that set up. She just turned 18 years old, mm-hmm. and I was able to fund her business, but she got to give me the money back. So the reason I'm saying I'm going to give you some money, but I'm going to help you sell enough to pay me my money back because I want to teach you. You take care of the people that's investing in you.
Right.
It ain't no interest or nothing like that. So I'm going to take the money that she pays back and invest in another young entrepreneur. So I feel good about that.
So what is the criteria for a teen or a young person's business to be sponsored by your organization?
I got to like them and they got to listen.
Coachable,
she's gotta be coachable.
Likeable.
Yeah. Like my daughter, she's just not coachable.
Right.
She's coachable.
So she can't get the grant. She can't get the scholarship
heck
fund.
No. She gotta do some I guess because I'm in the house, she's not as receptive. She doesn't recognize what she has.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So not that I'm like something great, but she could definitely make some bread. But she'll get there. She'll get there.
What is that about? Like, so many people have friends mm-hmm. who are successful, like your circle of friends, right?
Right.
They're out here and you'll get with your homies and they're telling you about all these things they're trying to do or whatever. And you're like, yo, why didn't you call me and ask me for some help? Right. I could literally put you on. What do you think that's about?
I think it's pride maybe. Mm. And they don't really have the shock factor. So one of your friends, right, they know that you are really good at this coaching entrepreneurship thing, right? But they're still looking at you as Donnie, and you like super cool. And maybe I don't want to humble myself to come and say, yo, Donnie, you're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You meet somebody that follows you on Instagram, they look at you like they just saw a ghost, like, oh, it's Donnie. Oh, it's Donnie Wick. I saw your interview, or I follow you, right? And whatever you tell them is law, mm-hmm. and they'll take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But their people friend can tell them the same thing, but they just – I think it's that level of I'm not going to humble myself to you because I know you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. What you think?
Well, when you were saying that, it's just like, you know, I have a teenage daughter and it's the same way. It's like she'll try new food or try new styles of dressing. When I would buy her something and she'd look at it, I'd come home all excited about an outfit and she's like, not really my style. Mm. 2 weeks later, she walks in the house and she has on a very similar outfit. And I'm like, oh, who convinced you to wear that? Because it wasn't me when I presented it. It wasn't right. That great of an idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes too, your friends could potentially be trying to catch up.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
And, you know, that or they recognize that you're busy or you have this behavior pattern with them where they've tried and stopped and tried and stopped. And sometimes it can just be respect of you and not mm-hmm. wanting to potentially waste your time.
For sure.
But then there is, for the most part, like an intimidation thing.
Yeah.
And when it comes to friendships, like I know with me, you know, I have some incredibly ambitious friends. And at the end of the day, I want my friends to be successful.
Yeah.
I just want, you know, like how amazing it is to rock with a whole team full of people who are out here just like dreaming and yeah. making it happen.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So rule number one, get a group of people that that dream. Get around movers.
Yeah. Not just dream. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to do everybody dreams.
Yeah.
Everybody dreams.
Not everybody.
No, everybody dreams. You can't help it. When you go to bed
dream.
At night.
I remember a time. I didn't dream.
Well, you might not have intentionally dreamt about anything, but you dreamed. you saw something that you admired. You saw something that you liked and could imagine yourself with it or wish yourself, but you probably lacked the confidence maybe to claim that you were dreaming about it, to admit that it was a dream, right? Sometimes we want things and we desire things, but we will convince ourselves that we're okay with what we have, right? And we call that like, well, I didn't dream. No, you may be scared to admit that you were dreaming, maybe because you didn't think that it could ever turn into anything, but you were dreaming.
You know what? I text you about it, and I wanted to talk about dreaming too big. Mm. Is there a such thing as dreaming too big?
I don't think so.
So, and my thing is, I think some people dream too big.
Tell me about that.
So, I want to, and I guess, okay, not in all cases, but there's a group of people that say, yo, I want to be a multimillionaire. Good vision. Not mad at that. But this person has never really made more than, like, can't really keep the money above zero or negative in the bank. But the dream is so big to go from negative to hundreds of millions of dollars. It's discouraging because, y'all, you're like, I'm so far from that. How do I get to that level? So my philosophy is, I guess not dreaming too big is a problem, but we need to try to figure out how we can get to positive. Let's get to positive first. The first goal should be positive. But some people stay so big, so stuck in that big dream that I think it's discouraging for a lot of people.
So I think a little bit differently, right? So I work a lot with helping people create goals that are SMART goals and that match their true desires. And I believe in going all in with your dreams. And then we're going to reverse engineer this thing to figure out how we're going to accomplish that dream. And so using your example, if you're a person who's sitting at home right now and you have negative $12 in the bank and you're dreaming of $100 million, don't shrink the dream to face your reality, right? Don't shrink the dream to match your reality. Yep. Increase the effort that's happening in your reality to accomplish the dream. Mm-hmm. So we got the $100 million goal on the board, but we know that the first step is to get out of the negative $12 status. Mm-hmm. So you dream, but you have to respect the journey to the final destination. Get what I mean?
I'm with that.
Don't dream small just because what's happening around you right now looks small. Dream big, but understand that we have to cross through these small barriers first that's keeping us from the big thing.
Right.
Right.
So, and I guess from someone that is an inspiration, it does seem a little backwards, but for me, just my personal journey, I never wanted to be a multimillionaire. I wanted to make six figures. Like, that was my whole goal. So at my job, I'm making $40,000 a year serving cheesecakes. And my goal was to make $100,000. That's as big as I could see. Mm-hmm. By the time I hit that, and I think I went so hard because I'm like, yo, it's not that far off. Especially if I'm on my job making 30, I just need to make another 70. But I got to a point where I was making 30 on my job and like 30 on my dream. So that's like 60,000. I'm like, yo, I'm almost there. And if I quit this job, I know I can get to that other 40,000. So I went really hard and I got to $100,000 in a year. My next goal is to make $250,000. But even from zero, or when I was working at the Cheesecake Factory, my goal wasn't to make $250,000. It was just, I could see whatever that next step is, and I didn't even envision that big.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because a person can only dream at the level of their understanding.
I agree.
You couldn't even see $1 million at that time. All you could see was six figures.
Correct.
You're already making five figures, right? Mm-hmm. You're already making a $30,000 income. And so six figures to you at that time, you know what it's like to balance life off of the $30,000. So it's like, man, if I could make $100,000, then I could not only pay my bills, I could maybe travel, I maybe can afford to date and do some other things. Mm-hmm. And $100,000 looks like the end point. Mm-hmm. But when you hit that $100,000 and you see the reality of what that means now, because now lifestyle has changed. You live in a different place. You may drive a different car. You have different responsibilities. Maybe you needed to hire a few team members to get there. And you're like, man, well, I'm making $100,000, but still what I bring home is still equivalent to that $30,000 sure. that I was making when I was working at this restaurant. So now that you understand that, your comprehension has increased. Now the goal gets bigger. Mm-hmm. So now the goal is $250,000, but the cycle never changes. And when you hit that $250,000, your level of understanding at that point also increases. So then the goal becomes $1 million.
Right.
And that's why you have people, for example, like Tyler Perry, who just became a billionaire.
Did Tyler see billion? Not when he was sleeping in his car.
So not when he's.
Maybe. We don't know him, but you know, unless you know him, you know everybody. So. You know all the celebs. I'm like, that's your peoples? She's like, yeah, that's what we'll be like, what?
No. So I don't know Tyler Perry. I would like to, though, Tyler, if this ever, for whatever reason, comes across a Wi-Fi connection near you, I would certainly like to know you and, you know, work
somebody send this
with
to
you.
Tyler.
Somebody, please.
Tell him to do it for the culture. Come down to our little level.
I need Tyler to remember, like, 1990-ish. When he moved to Atlanta. No, serious right. business. Like, and you could have done this. In 1990, Tyler Perry moved to Atlanta. He had something like $12,000 in his bank account, mm-hmm. and he was trying to put out his very first stage play. Yeah. And he got turned down over and over and over and over. He took his own $12,000, came here, and launched.
Yeah.
People laughed at the writing. They laughed mm-hmm. at the quality of the script. They laughed at the little microphones dangling from in front of the wigs. They laughed at the wigs. You know, they criticized him for playing these female roles. They criticized him for portraying a stereotypical black statistic, you know, in many of his stage plays and films. And now, what was that, 1990? So 30 years later, he's a billionaire.
Billionaire.
Do you think to him it was worth it?
It was for sure worth it. But did he see billion back then?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You think so?
I don't know that he saw billion, but I think.
Did he see hundreds of millions? But I'm talking about in through the journey. So for me, and this is, I'm glad it's so dope because we're like similar, but our views be so different on stuff. It just makes for an amazing podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really do believe in, let me not say, because I don't want to say it, and then that gets taken out of context. But I do believe that people are, for the most part, hanging on to a dream that's so out of reach right now, it gets discouraging. So I don't. Now there are some people like I interviewed David, and he said he carried around a big check from years ago that he said, "Yo, I'm going to make X amount of dollars,"
mm-hmm.
years ago, and now he makes that amount of money, and that worked for him. But I don't know if it's going to work for everybody because everybody's different. Some people that's why I preach, let me help you make a couple $1,000s a month. Because if I can help you make $3,000 a month, now I can help you go from 3 to 6 and then 6 to 20. But if you say, yo, how am I going to make $20,000 a month where I'm at, it's discouraging. And people don't keep that type of motivation in them.
Well, it's because people don't know how to set goals. They don't know how to set goals. Like, people think that, you know, many people think that you set a goal to go from $11 an hour to six figures and it's supposed to do just that. It's supposed to be one day I'm working hard and I'm making $11 an hour and then suddenly this opportunity is going to come where I'm making $100,000. Yeah. And though that happens for a very small percentage of people, that's just not the path, right? Yeah. And so I think it's important to not just teach kids to dream or young people to dream, mm-hmm. I think it's also important to teach them, like, if you have these dreams, here's how you create goals right. for those dreams. Looking back at Tyler Perry, this is a young man. I believe he was born in New Orleans. Shout out NOLA. I'm originally from New Orleans. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. How long were you there?
Yeah, I was a little girl. I came here. I did everything. I was raised in Atlanta.
Are you from Atlanta?
That's I'm from up. The A. Mm, okay. College Park, Georgia. but, you know, this is a young man who was raised in or who was born in New Orleans. He had a mom. You know, his mom was really church going. On the other hand, his dad, you know, was abusive, very yeah. abusive.
Tyler Perry's father.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I remember in an interview, Tyler Perry talked about how he changed his name when he was 16 years old because he was named after his father. His real name is Emmett. He changed his name to Tyler because he wanted to distance himself from that legacy that was associated with such trauma and pain wow. for him. Yeah.
Wow.
So he did that. And, you know, through the years, he had different inspirations. I believe one of them being Oprah Winfrey mm-hmm. and just seeing other Black people in power who came from very little was what, you know, motivated him. And I don't know how he saved the money that he did, the $12,000 that he did. Mm-hmm. I'm only to assume that he was working a job or, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. But he took that $12,000 and he changed his life. I don't think any of us ever really believe in the billion. Now we see that now, right? Mm-hmm. Because now we know so many people who are making seven figures that the next thing to hope for is, you know, billions of dollars, yeah. right? But I can't think back ever as a little girl that I would make $1 billion. I think at that time I was saying, I'm going to be rich. I'm right, going to be right, rich.
For sure.
And I never quantified what mm-hmm. that meant to mm-hmm. be rich. But once you, you know, I think it's important to not just encourage people to dream, but again, to teach them how to create the path to actually accomplish those dreams. Because things didn't happen. Things didn't start happening for me. You know, I had things that happened kind of just what I call accidentally. You know, I just kind of happened to be in the right place at the right time. Right. But even then, you got to create a strategy,
yeah,
right?
For sure.
Happenstance can get you in the room. Mm-hmm. Looks can get you in the room. Knowing someone who knows someone can get you in the room. But how do you stay in the room, and how do you end up on that journey
right.
to really go on and accomplish those great things? I don't know if any billionaire ever said, I'm going to be a billionaire. Mm-hmm. I don't know if any president of the United States actually said they would be the president of the United States. I think Barack Obama said, I'm going to be a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. right. No, I mean, there are some people who say, yo, I'm going to be a star, and they become stars.
And they become stars. But they don't even understand the magnitude of the stardom that's waiting for them, right?
For sure.
So I'm going to be a star. Well, our podcast can hit and go viral, and technically we're stars amongst our community, but
right.
there's levels to that even,
yeah,
right?
For sure.
We may be stars in, you know, a particular area, but then we get out and we hit the red carpet somewhere, and they're like, carry along.
Right.
Who are you? Or who are you here to dress?
Right,
who are
right,
you here
right,
to, you know
right.
what I mean? So there's levels, but I don't think people dream too big. I think people should dream big.
Mm-hmm.
I think people should dream big. There's that saying that, you know, if you aim for the moon, you'll land in the stars.
Right.
I mean, is that such a bad place to be in?
No, not really. But so my thing for the large majority, big dreaming discourages people. The big dream will keep you so paralyzed because it's like, all right, I'm saying it, but I don't really believe it.
You're not getting it yet. Mm-hmm. Well, and then it's the responsibility of those people who have achieved big things in their lives to say, mm-hmm. hey, this is what you should do. This is how you stay connected to that dream.
Right.
And one of the things I tell my groups this all the time, my clients, I force my clients to celebrate the small wins.
For sure.
Period. Right. Because you may not recognize, like, so I have this manifestation mastery. We talked about this the last time.
And yeah, how's that going?
It's going
fantastic. I see some people posting it too, so that's awesome.
Yes, it's going amazingly. People are already starting to manifest things. But one of the very first lessons that I taught is to really be aware of the small details that's lining up, right? And so being really clear about what your goals are and then seeing what those details are along the way. So let's just say
hold on
that
real quick. Did you start that one over?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to. All right, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you can keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headache, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. Access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. It just makes sense. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit from NetSuite? I know you see it. Listen to me. If you have everything scattered in business, you cannot grow. And everything is more expensive when you have more and more processes layered on top of each other, more and more softwares. You got to get out of that. And it will improve efficiency and cut costs. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. That's netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof. It's so important that Black voices are represented in Black media for so many different reasons. And the next generation of Black voices and influencers from Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. And every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Smyrna to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I listen and I'm enjoying these conversations that are for us, by us. Black representation, again, it hasn't always been shared from our perspective. And Black perspectives haven't been censored in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as very nuanced and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen to the Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get podcasts. Hey, y'all, I ain't gonna lie, man. They sent me this Eufy lock. Think about being on a couch. Someone rings the doorbell. Your child left their key at school, and they need you to get off the couch to open the door. Well, you don't have to do it anymore with this Eufy lock. You can open, unlock, see who's at the door all on your phone. It's super easy to install. You can set up with just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. It's keyless entry, so it's no more fumbling for your keys when your hands are full coming from the grocery store. 0.3 second fingerprint recognition. Listen, you put your fingerprint on there. You know, even if you got your bags, you put one finger out there, boop, you get to unlock your door that way. No battery anxiety. You don't have to worry about the battery dying. Quick charging. It's incredible. Also, passcode unlocking and remote control with a 2K clear sight camera so you can see who's at the front door. You're in control anywhere,
from the app, enhanced night vision. It's absolutely incredible. No monthly fee either. So unlike other brands that charge a monthly fee, you have recordings locally, and you don't have to pay for the storage. Customer support is on 10. Listen, Eufy is on standby for you 24/7, so you can enjoy a worry-free experience with an 18-month warranty, all backed by our professional customer service team. Listen, you can contact them anytime, telephone, email, or live chat. Okay, listen, you need this Eufy lock. You need to look it up. All you have to do is go to the official website, Eufy, EUFY.com. I just ordered mine, okay? I love this product. It is incredible. It's a game changer. It makes life so much easier, right? So if you have a video doorbell already or any smart lock, it's time to replace it. So listen, search Eufy, EUFY video lock. Search Eufy Video Lock. That's EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. Okay? You can get a complete control of your front door, your life, back door. Incredible. Okay? So search Eufy, EUFY Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock.
Let him do his job, though.
I apologize. Okay. I'm sorry. And it's still mic'd up. So the first one we did, I was like cut off like halfway, and it was just, it's still lined up. Still look.
So we can't use that one?
Yeah, it was already posted.
Where?
The interview that we did.
You didn't share it with me.
You posted it too, I think, from the other, yesterday.
No. Yesterday. Oh, yeah, that was a little offline. Isaiah, get it together.
Oh, now you, okay.
I noticed that, you know, the frame was off. I was talking about this podcast that we did.
No, we're good.
Okay. Anyway, celebrate the small wins. So if there's something that you have to do, okay, you want to get to $100,000, right? Today you're making $12 an hour. You want to get to $100,000. That's your big dream. Well, you're working, and you start the kiosk in the mall. And now you're making this $30,000 at your job. And now you've got $30,000 that's coming in from the kiosk. Well, now you're at $60,000. That is a win.
For sure.
Toward your $100,000. Mm-hmm. And you gotta actually acknowledge that. You can't just say, oh, now I'm making $60,000. You have to say, okay, I see how this works. Mm-hmm. I went from $30,000 to $60,000. I'm only $40,000 away. How can I duplicate this process? What goals can I create now to get from 60,000 to 100? Because if I went from 30 to 60, I can get from 60 to 100. Yeah. And we have to start teaching. I think we need to start. We show so much. And I think society, and I'm not saying we in terms of me and you, but people who have gone on and down the path and created some level of success. One thing that I really don't like, and I think it's unfortunate about social media, is so many people only show the good stuff, right? That it's not readily available in mass quantity to see someone who has actually experienced some losses. Yeah. And I think that dreaming big is only discouraging to a certain person because all they have access to are all these people who are winning. All I see is win after win after win. They're in Bali, you know, one day. They're in, you know, Indonesia the next day. They're in Dubai the next day. And here I am in my zip code. And I, you know, I'm struggling to get gas money to go from one city to the next city.
Yeah.
Well, if people would actually talk about their journey and talk about how difficult it was and talk about how they had to keep going in spite of talking about, you know, their days of actually, you know, sleeping on air mattresses and not having a car and catching rides with friends and it will be more responsible of a message. It's a more responsible message. And then people will actually say, okay, so the journey isn't that easy. Yeah. I actually do have to create goals. I actually do have to work for this. This is not supposed to happen overnight.
Right.
There's a process. Nobody believes or respects the process, or people who are not where they want to be yet have a hard time respecting the process because all we see on the internet are people who look like they skipped the process.
Yeah.
It looks like people who are exempt from the process. Like, mm-hmm. we're in the middle of, you know, a pandemic, and y'all are, you're going to Dubai, you're going to Bermuda, you're going here. How?
Yeah.
How?
Because we did all this work before the pandemic to set up certain things that are paying during the pandemic.
Absolutely. And, I say to people all the time, listen, even on social media,
actually say this to people all the time?
I do.
Because that's another quote that people use.
I do. I say this all the time.
I tell people all the time. There's two quotes we talk about on this podcast. I tell people all the time, and I was talking to somebody the other day.
But I literally tell people all the time, I am a complete open book, mm-hmm. even on social media.
Yep.
But here's the thing. All of my pages aren't published. Mm-hmm. Not for you to see. So I am an open book. There's a whole book. But what I'm going to do is I'm only going to give you these carefully curated mm-hmm. pages.
Yep.
The whole book is available.
Yeah.
I am an open book. But not everybody has access to all the pages.
For sure.
So you don't get to see parts of the journey that I choose not to expose you to.
Yeah.
And there are some people who are embarrassed by struggle, who, you know, are more concerned with what it looks like to have this perceived notion of success, that they don't show the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that is damaging to other individuals who are coming up, who are looking for fast money now and fast success now and fast results and transformations now.
No, we
got to do better.
I agree. But because that message is perpetuated. So is it perpetuated or perpetuated?
It's perpetuated. Mm-hmm. Perpetuated.
Let me double check. Let me fact check that, though, because you know how, like, Don, you're making stuff up.
It's P-E-R, because I saw your fingers typing the wrong thing already.
Perpetuate. So because that message is being perpetuated.
Mm-hmm. Did you look
it up? My goal is, yes, I looked it up. Fine. Mm-hmm. They can't see that on the audio. You're a hater. Because this message is being perpetuated through social media land, that's why I focus on not your big dream, but what is the dream for you over the next short period of time? What's in your reach that you can get some momentum from and accomplish? Now, I'm not saying don't have a vision. But I take my clients through the process, okay, what is the goal over the next 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, y'all can make $1 million over the next 3 years. Great, no problem. When do we start making $500,000? Is it year three? Is it year two? Like moving toward whatever the goal is, let's work from there and work backwards so that we know it's there. So, for instance, I want to go to step 10. What does it take to get to step 10? Well, we got to go through 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. You're right now at 1. The reason that I'm going to have you focus exclusively on step 2 is because we already worked back from step 10, knowing if we're going in this particular direction, eventually we'll get to the 10. So I'm not mad at the vision. I want to have my own Tyler Perry production studio. But I see that vision. I'm with you. But let's... Can we get like a little studio, a little 2,000 square foot space? What does it take to get there? That needs to be your dream right now, getting your own studio, then expanding like that. So
I get what you're saying. Yeah. I think that we're just using language interchangeably because as I'm listening to you, I would say that the Tyler Perry studio is the dream,
mm-hmm.
but the $2,000 studio or space that you said that we need to start with is a goal toward right. accomplishing the dream.
I agree.
Right? So I still
But they
say,
don't look at that goal as the next driving force dream. It'd just be another thing. Like this is, it seems so small and compared to the big dream, you don't even acknowledge or take that particular goal seriously. So each goal needs to be the dream. You feel me?
I get you. I get what you're saying. Yeah, so. I totally get what you're saying. I think ultimately what we're both saying is that you have to respect the process. You mm-hmm. have to embrace the process, have a love for the whole process because all of the pieces matter.
For sure.
All of 100%. The pieces matter to accomplish the big thing.
Yeah. So what's your big dream? What's the big dream?
We talk about this all the time. We do. I have a dream that's not necessarily
But let me say, like, wildest dream, like, wildest dream. Do you have one of the, like, a wild, crazy, like, one of those, I'm going to be Oprah level? Or...
See, I don't think that's a wild, crazy dream. I am going to be Oprah. See, guys, see, you're watching me right now on whatever this untitled podcast is. And this is me getting my practice on for Oprah.
I know. I got
as Oprah.
I got little goals.
I'm the College Park 30337 version of Oprah.
I don't dream all the time. I got like little incremental dreams. Like, and I can't even really see past it.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. Like, me today, Donnie today, I can't foresee that I have any wild, crazy dreams. I have accomplished so many things that I never, I wanted it, but I never believed it would happen, right? And so for me, I have fulfilled many of my wild and crazy dreams. And so because I fulfilled what were once wild and crazy dreams, there's not a whole lot for me that's a wild and crazy dream. Like, if you would have told me, I always believed that I would be successful, but I thought that I would be like leading someone else's company and at the court, you know, top of the corporate food chain and, you know, all those things and really respected in my company. But if you would have told me that I would be a successful entrepreneur that has impact on thousands of people, like, I never factored that part in, right? That's a wild and crazy dream. Yeah. If you would have told me that I'd be speaking on stages in front of tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, that is a wild and crazy dream.
Did you speak in front of hundreds of thousands?
Yeah.
Really? At one time?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. So if you would have ever told me that I would have grown up to become a daughter who contributes to her mom's like lifestyle, and she doesn't even need me to do it. I want to do it, right? To me, that's a wild and crazy dream. I never thought that me and Deja's father would be paying cash for college. Where I come from, you get loans or you don't go. Yeah. That's a wild and crazy dream. So because those things were at one point when I was that person making $11 an hour, I never imagined that many of these things would happen. These are all like I'm literally living my wild and crazy dreams. I'm probably living the wild and crazy dreams that my grandmother had for me, right? And so to tell me that becoming the next Oprah is a wild and crazy dream is just... it's preposterous to me. Why? Right? Okay. I can. Now, I can't think of anything that I sincerely would want to do that I would ever believe is out of my reach in this lifetime.
I like that.
I could give you something, but it's probably something that I don't want to do anyway.
Right? Right? For sure.
I mean, a wild and crazy dream to me is like walking on the moon. Me, physically, walking on the moon. I have no desire to do that. I don't want to walk on the moon.
What about, like, relationships? Do you have a wedding, like, a idea?
I'm not letting you do this to me today.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
I'm just waiting. Yo, would I tell you, if you go back to the interview me and Dottie did on YouTube.
Yo, we got to run that back.
Thirst Central. Oh, my God.
Oh, you're talking about the... right now?
I'm talking about on YouTube. Did you see the YouTube video? Oh, you're not? You replied back.
I thought you were talking about years ago when we would do videos about relationships and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. All right. But, speaking of which, you're an entrepreneur. Are you single? Are you dating?
So what I'd like to do is stay focused because I know where this line of questioning is going, and it's not about to be Donnie in the hot seat.
Oh, you know what
I mean? So, you know, tell me what it's like being married. Any, you know, great things happening in your relationship?
Yes, it's awesome. It's absolutely awesome. Yeah, man, just, you know, I was just asking.
Oh,
you
know, okay. See, now you see, how it
feels.
No,
I love being married, and I guess I always saw myself married. But it's like, wow, I'm married. That's pretty cool. You know what I mean? It's not like, I don't even know how to explain it, but it is awesome to know you have a partner. And for all my fellas out there, you realize how much time you waste in the streets with random people. I mean, like, let's say you don't have to go to work the next day.
Mm-hmm.
A single guy or girl, what do you spend your time doing? Like that all that afternoon, knowing you have nothing to do that evening and you're off the next day.
Right.
You're chasing.
Chasing.
You're chasing. I mean, you're hanging out with people.
It depends on how personally developed you are, but you
chasing.
Yeah,
but like, you know, you have those people that you're dating that you're not really feeling, but nobody else picked up. So you're entertaining something that you know.
Did you have those situations?
Oh, didn't we all?
I didn't really, you know. I was never the throwaway that nobody was choosing.
No, but you might have had a throwaway. Like, you might have had some. I don't want to spend my own money on crab legs. You ever get somebody for crab legs?
I didn't get anybody for crab legs necessarily, but I have gotten a couple of people, you know, for some meals.
Yeah, nothing wrong with
it. For some trinkets.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Sure, for sure. But so you spend. I'm joking, you by waste the way. Time. She's serious. You waste time with people that you know you. I'm just saying, after you get married, you realize how much time you wasted. And that's a huge part of my life that I don't have to waste anymore. Chasing certain situations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going home. I'm going home. Or the anxiety of going out that night, and then you're in the club, and you see something that you like. And you don't want to say nothing, but you will. Then you buy a drink. And you don't know if she with somebody. And then then you're trying to, at the end, you're trying to get somebody. Well, not at the, somebody's
tell
like
me
information.
More about they're information.
You're trying to bag you one.
You're trying to bag one.
Not to take them back to the house or nothing like that. But
okay,
you're trying
have
to
you ever
find,
done that, though?
What?
Have you ever, like, just met someone to take back
no,
to the house?
Uh-uh.
You never did
nah.
that?
I've never really been a sleaze bag or nothing.
And so that's me. Like, people don't believe. I've never been the person who just dated for, like, dinners. I've never taken advantage of people that way. And it's not because I was trying to spare.
You never took. So you never let somebody take
it. It's not because
dinner,
I was trying
bored.
To spare someone from being taken advantage of because, I mean, it's easy to do, right? I just don't want to go through conversation with some random person that I don't like. So I have been out with people. I have agreed in the past, I've agreed to go on dates with people, and then maybe we're communicating throughout the week. So on Monday, I may agree to go on a date with you, and you're calling me, and we're talking on Tuesday, the date's scheduled for Friday. We talk on Wednesday. Wednesday, I'm like, ugh, I don't really know about this one, but I've already agreed to this date. I may go through with it, but I've never just, like, met somebody randomly and, like, yeah, I'm going to just let him take me out for a couple of dinners and drinks. You know, my friends will tell you, I've always been the one, like, if we're going out to the parties and when I was younger, if we're going out to the parties, I'm buying my own drinks. I'm not standing at the bar waiting for somebody to buy me drinks. Now, it happened, but I didn't go looking for that. Mm-hmm. Guys took me out to hang out, and we knew that nothing would amount, but I didn't plan that. That, like, wasn't my strategy. There are actually people who strategize. This, like, okay, I'm gonna eat good on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Do they really?
Absolutely. Just like men strategize who they're gonna sleep with.
Dang.
Yeah. I think it works both ways. There's a double standard on it. But so when I say I've never put someone in that position or never done that, I've never sat around strategizing dates just for a meal.
But what I'm saying, so it's a Wednesday morning, somebody hits you in the DM. Maybe they only got your number, and they're like, yo, I'll be at so-and-so. What's up with a lunch? And you're like, no?
Mm-mm. It's a lot that goes along with it. If you're somebody that I'm, you know, at one point, if you were someone that I was familiar with, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I'm also really honest. So if someone at the time that I was out hanging out and dating, you know, just random people, that's not my mission right now, mm-hmm. right? But at that time, if you hit me and, you know, I want to take you out on a date and I'm familiar, I'm honest. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. This isn't going anywhere. Are you just really trying to eat? Because you're going to pay and we're not going to talk again. You know, not for the purposes of dating anyway.
But you being a straw, and maybe you're talking to some, maybe not you personally, not your personal situation, because we're not getting into your personal situation.
Shout out to my personal situation.
Personal situation. But as a woman like you, that is entrepreneurial, focused, driven, like you really can't date an average person, right? And I don't want you to get canceled because there was somebody that posted that they wouldn't date an entrepreneur. Like, they have to date an entrepreneur. I don't want you to get canceled, so watch your words, okay? But
first of
on
all,
the path you're in.
You can't cancel me because I ain't subscribed to your issue, okay? Like, what you canceling me from?
Real cute, but you can get canceled. I'm not.
Can you get canceled?
Absolutely.
I'm not getting canceled.
I can get canceled from the culture.
I am not. Listen, the culture better support me. Y'all bet not be out in these streets trying to cancel me. But
dating as an entrepreneur, pretty much. You know what I mean? Somebody that got her own, clearly got your own, and it takes a lot to, like, be the person that would catch your eye, not your eye, but somebody like you.
Yeah. I agree. I have dated in my lifetime. I have dated a variety of men, and entrepreneurial and not. There are just core values that were more important to me than what you did for a living. Your ability to provide and your desire to provide were more important to me than whether you earned the means to survive, to provide from your own business or, you know, you're working in corporate America. Gotcha. Those things in the beginning didn't really matter. Now, when I really started to, there was a time in my business, like pre-corona and all that stuff that, well, there was a time up until maybe 2017, mid 2018 that I traveled so much for business. Mm-hmm. That just naturally it needed to be an entrepreneur and somebody who understood that. Right. Because typically someone who is very structured, you know, in corporate America, and they're very planned, and they know that they work from 9 until 5, Monday through Friday, and they get lunch break from this time to this time, vacation is planned this time, then there just may be a bump of heads, you know, in that scenario. Not to say that I would not date them because they're corporate. I'm just saying that on paper, it may not work as fluidly as you would like it to be. Right. So then you say, okay, well, I don't really want to deal with having to explain why I have to travel so much. Or maybe I don't really want to deal with missing you so much because I have to travel so much and you can't. So maybe I should find somebody who can travel with me and hang out with me. Well, that person is typically an entrepreneur, so it just organically happens. It's not that.
Or somebody don't got a job at all. Then they just.
Unless they have an inheritance, they can't date Donnie Wiggins with no job.
You wouldn't take care. Again, not your person, because shouts out to your personal situation, but you wouldn't take on somebody who, role reversal. There's a guy, I've got money. The girl ain't really got to make no money like that. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're a good woman, you bring some stuff to the table. Role reversal, you wouldn't date somebody like you balling. You got it. You don't need him for no money, but he's just a great guy.
Well, that's different than what you originally said. You said unemployed.
Unemployed. Like, he's just struggling between jobs. What does that mean, between jobs? You heard that
unemployed.
Before? I'm between jobs right now.
That means you're unemployed.
You either have one or you don't, sir. Okay.
So with the level of responsibility that I have today, no. The answer
what
is
if
absolutely
you
no.
Oprah.
No, the answer is still no. I mean, you know, a man still has to be a man, right? I still, regardless of whether I make more money or not, I still have to feel provided for. And I'm not saying that all women have to be provided for. I have never, like, been financially provided for, but I've been provided for in other ways. A man who is unable to take care of himself has no business dating right now, is the way that I see it.
Dre, if you ever make hundreds of millions of dollars, I'm quitting everything.
Well, that's different. You guys already have something established.
I'm done.
I'm
a home husband.
You brought something to the table. You brought something to the table.
Learn how to cook.
Yeah. But if you met Dre, and when you met Dre, she was unemployed.
Andrea, just so y'all know. Her name is Andrea.
Her name is Andrea that we affectionately refer to as Dre.
Yeah, her name is Andrea.
So if you met Dre, and she was unemployed and single mom and had no money, and she's like, listen, we can date, but my kid has to come all the time. You got to pay for it all the time. If you take me out, you got to take her out. Oh, and I live with my mom, so I would like to bring her a doggy bag. And oh, by the way, I don't really have any money. I'm getting evicted. Can I come and sleep on your sofa for? That's not appealing. Nobody wants to deal with that.
I dated someone. I met her with no job.
You didn't marry her.
You're right. I didn't marry her because there was no other Andrea in the world. But I
shameless plug to the relationship.
But, anyway, okay. Let's because I'm gonna wind up asking you more questions. And you're gonna like avoid them. So
I am absolutely going to avoid your questions.
I love it. All right. So look, we've been here for about an hour or so. Anything else you want to? Oh, let's ask Isaiah. This Isaiah's time. It's questions. What you got?
Well, first of all, like I always say, I learned a lot from both of y'all.
He learned a lot from me today. That's what's up.
But one question I do have.
Do you see where his eyes are right now? They're on me. And he has a question for me. Carry on.
Well, I can do both.
You got a nice bun. It's the bun.
It's the top knot.
He's attracted to the bun.
Oh, you're going to allow him to participate? I'll bring you in on this. I'll bring you in on this.
Don't put me in that position.
Let's go for it.
My question is, when you're starting off in entrepreneurship, would you advise someone who's starting in the beginning stage of their entrepreneurship, would you tell them, keep your job, keep stacking that money, and still focus on your career that's still bringing money in? Or would you say, hey, okay, this is your deadline. Even though you're making this money from your career and you're making this, you need to be done by this time.
I would never, if someone's coming to me asking, I would never put a person in a position where they can't take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. So you absolutely need to keep your job, but that's not a cut and dry answer for everyone, right? Exactly. Some people have been incredibly financially responsible and they have capital available that can support them. They have enough money saved to allow them to build a business so that they're not desperately building with their back against the wall. And if that job is preventing them from something that can be great, then yes, if they have their financial, you know, matters in order. But if you are a person who's living check to check, you don't have any money saved, you couldn't support yourself for the next 12 months without that job, that not having that income is going to put you in a position where you can't even really build the business because you don't have any money to support it, you need to stay at work. And if you're, you know, for anybody, if you're receiving advice to say, hey, by this date, you got to be off that job. No, not, you know, it needs to be by this date, you need to be off that job if other variables are in place, if other prerequisites have been met first. Mm-hmm. But no, I never advise. If you come to me and you're employed, you need to stay employed until we got a good strategy in place and you're actually making money from your business.
Yeah. So my thing is, yes, and to Donnie's sentiments, but I would say I want you to come up with a date. You come up with a date. Say you say you want to be off of this job by December 31st, 2020. Great. What has to happen to hit that particular date?
Yep.
How much do we need to be making? Well, if that date comes and you're doing this, then yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Basically, what he did was packaged my answer differently. We said the same thing.
You have any more questions, Isaiah?
I wanted to put that out there. That's why I like to go first, because I like to establish the fact that Shan just likes to copy me most times.
Maybe you study my content and you just know how I'm going to answer. No, that's awesome. Okay. All right. Let's go on and wrap it up. Get out of here, man. So what did we learn today?
What'd you learn today?
Definitely, because what she was talking about, dating, I'm in that phase right now.
He's puffing up because it's what I was talking about. I like the fact that you guys are twinsies today, too, man. By the way.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, I'm in that phase right now that I'm single, but I am looking. But now hearing what you was giving advice on, now I understand why I think the way I think is because, yeah, I want somebody to be a part of me, a part of my realm. I want to be felt like, oh, I can go home and, hey, babe, I had this type of day. But you have to realize who you're connecting with, because not everybody, like you said, is not going to be able to keep up with your schedule. mm-hmm. to the point that, oh, babe, I miss you, but hey, but I'm trying to take care of this. And if they don't understand, that's bringing friction. Now I got a better understanding of that. I'm like, okay, now I see what I got to do. Mm-hmm. Now the moves I got to make. Now you're not crazy. Now you get that confirmation from two entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. They're like, okay.
I have a question. What's I do up? Before we wrap up. So what do you think, what do you seriously think about people dating when they're flat out broke? Should they be dating?
Yeah. I don't mind. I mean, so again, I've dated some people that was broke and we had a great time. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm cool. So for me, yeah.
If
well,
you
hold
have
on.
A client.
It kind of depends on what dating means.
If you have a client who's a guy and he's broke and, you know, he's unemployed, you know that, you know, he's unemployed. He came to you. You took him on, you know, as a pro bono, you know, kind of deal.
I don't do pro bono.
Okay, but if you did, right? We're speaking hypothetically. Okay, well, he paid you.
Okay, cool.
He invested for 1 month, and during this time, you know that he only has $1,200 in the bank. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yo, Shanz, I met this guy, or yo, coach, I met this woman, and I'm taking her to dinner. He just told you all he had to his name was $1,200, mm-hmm. and he has no other source of income at this time. What are you going to say to him?
Where's dinner? Where are we going?
Ocean Air.
Obviously, he's not going to do Ocean Air.
It's not obvious.
He got $1,200. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay, so he just got the stimulus.
Right. That's where it came from. It's the stimulus. Okay.
Now I would definitely say don't go to Ocean Air. Go to Chipotle. Y'all can eat good. $24. I'm talking about with the special drinks and the back chips and all that. So do that. But I think it's cool because you have to have some sort of entertainment.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? If it makes you happy, or it's like, it might be a girl that you kicking it with, y'all cool. That might be the person that's going to inspire you. So who am I to tell somebody they shouldn't date? That might be the thing that makes you happy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So grind it. That may cause some people to quit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I have mixed feelings about that depending on when you ask me. I do. There are times that I feel like situationally, depending on the type of situation that you're in, you probably should not be prioritizing dating. You need to be focused,
for sure.
Right?
For sure.
Think depending on what your other responsibilities are, who else is depending on you, maybe even your age, you know, and what you got to get done because you just got to be an adult in this moment. Yeah. I just think that your priority should be somewhere different. Now, I also feel like what you just said, I also feel like a person can drive themselves like crazy just being work, figure it out. And I believe that you need some kind of entertainment. And I think that moderation is going to be key, right? So maybe you're dating today and you hold off on, you know, for 2 weeks, or maybe you reward yourself with a date, like create some type of a model and you make some money and you say, okay, when I get X amount of sales, I can go out on a date, yeah. Right? But I certainly don't think, you know, you should be in here cashing out, spending, you know, recklessly. Every single time you get paid when you're out dating. When I was broke, I went on dates, you know. I went on dates with people. When I was broke, I went on dates with people that I probably had history with before. I wasn't meeting any new people, though. Like, I just felt a way about presenting myself as this woman who didn't have anything. There's already the stigma, you know, or in Atlanta about women, you know, who walk around looking cute and really has nothing to her name. And at one time I was that woman, you know, I went from being well together to this woman who is in Atlanta now, who's walking around thinking she's cute with nothing to her name.
And you were taking dates though.
I did go out with people who I already had established history with.
Okay.
Yeah. I wasn't really into meeting new people like that because it was really awkward for me with the, well, so what do you do?
Yeah.
Or can I come to your place this time? No, well, I got to ask my mom about that. I'm a whole grown woman with a kid, and I got to ask my mom about that. That was real life for me, mm-hmm. you know, at one point when I went through what I went through, and that just is what it is. So for me, because I've experienced it, there was a moment where, you know, I had great relationships with people that I had history with, and they knew me. They knew me on both sides. So I'm like, yeah, we can hang out. Thanks for cheering me up. Thanks for taking me out. You know, thanks for keeping me company. But then there was a part of me, and it, you don't have to feel this way. It's just how I felt. Yeah. I have always been a woman that wanted to bring something to the table. Yeah. Even if that guy didn't require that I bring something to the table, for me, it just felt good to know that I do bring something to the table. Mm-hmm. And that probably comes from, you know, years of my mom and even my dad, you know, when I was dating early on, would always say, make sure when you go on a date, you got your own money. Yeah. Right. Make sure when you're hanging out, you got your own money. If somebody wants to walk out of the restaurant on you, you can take care of yourself. And so that kind of thing kind of stuck in me. And I can't go on a date with zero, because there was a time I had zero.
Yeah.
I don't feel good about being out and about and ordering like this. And I have zero. Yeah. And at that time, I also had a daughter. Right. Well, I have a daughter. But at that time, by that time, I also had a daughter. Mm. And I just felt some kind of way.
Yeah.
But by all means, do your thing. You know what I mean? Do whatever makes you happy. Do whatever.
Get your steak, boo-boo.
Get your steak. Just, you know, make sure it's a flank. Don't get the cowboy or bone and ribeye, right?
Just
get your little tough little flank. Season that bad boy up. Scramble you an egg. Make it real sexy. A little flank steak and some scrambled eggs. Boo, come over. I'm going to cook for you today. A little flank steak. A little scrambled egg.
Yo, that's hilarious. You are something else. All right, we got to get out of here, man. Listen, do me a favor. DM Donnie or myself, okay, any questions that you have on an upcoming podcast, anything you want us to answer, we will get it answered. And, you know, we always we'll invite guests up here, man. If you in the Atlanta metro area, pull up, man. I put anybody in a hot seat, really.
Yeah, and if you're nearby, in a state nearby, it's worth the drive. We're a whole lot of fun to be around.
Yeah, we are.
And you get a wealth of information, like, on the spot.
For sure.
We want to put somebody in the hot seat, so...
Find me a flank steak. I want a little flank steak now.
I want a little flank steak. No lie. Like, for real, I just came from STK, and they actually have a flank steak on the menu. Well, they had this lunch special, right? So they put the lunch menu in front of you. Yeah, they put the lunch menu in front of you, and they put the real menu in front of you, and they had this lunch special steak. It just said ribeye. It didn't say any of the other fancy stuff that was on the regular menu. And so I wanted the ribeye, and it was an 8 ounce. And I'm like, well, I take the 8 ounce. I don't need a 14 ounce. So let me get this. So I asked her, I said, is this lunch ribeye going to be as delicious as the regular menu's ribeye? Because it's like a third of the price. And she's like, well, I'm going to be totally honest with you. It's like a flank steak. Give me the regular. Give me the regular. I don't want the flank steak.
Yo, that is funny. All right, y'all. We about to get out of here. You want any closing words?
You know, I don't have any closing words.
Don't dream too big.
No. Those are not my words. Dream big. You know what? In fact, I want you to intentionally dream bigger today than you did this morning.
Okay. Just don't dream too big. All right, cool. We out here. Oh, yeah.
How many times we gonna say bye?
I was about to close out with my sales pitch. All right, so make sure y'all go to themorningmeetup.com, themorningmeetup.com, and join our morning meetup. We are on every single morning. It's only 30, Donnie. It's only 30 right there.
I can't. And make sure if you are an entrepreneur who needs clarity in your business, you work in the, and I got to say this because I got a lot of people who booked appointments or actually DM'd me. And I work with guys, coaches, consultants, and information-based entrepreneurs, meaning you have something to teach someone that you want to put out there. And if you are that person and you need help, taking the guesswork out of earning your way to six figures, then make sure you hit me up. Six spelled out, S-I-X, SixFigureAccelerator.edu.com, and let's figure out how I can help you grow your business.
Yeah. So make sure you follow us on Instagram. We got Donnie_Wiggins.
No.
Donnie_Wiggins. Donnie.
Just make it right on the video.
Wiggins_.
Donnie Wiggins, D-O-N-N-I. Wiggins, WIGGINS_. Isaiah, you can turn the camera off. Shans is, you just follow him. No. You can just find Shans however you find
him. Sleep is for suckers for number four. And if you want to know who we're talking to all the time, Isaiah, what's your Instagram, even though it's mad long?
It's going to be Isaiah _Emmanuel_Leonard.
Look at you. You ain't even want to say Isaiah _
you
Emmanuel
You felt some kind of way about saying that.
Litter. You hated it. You didn't want to say it that long.
Well, I've been trying to find a name.
Well, that's not it.
That's definitely not it.
That's not it.
Isaiah _ Emmanuel _
I'm trying to figure out a name.
You are not search friendly.
You know, I really like this. I like having him around because we are going to like mold and shape him into a successful entrepreneur.
Isaiah, before we come back to film for the next podcast, I need you to have your name shortened like by a third. Yeah.
By a third. Yeah. For sure. So, yeah. All right, cool. We're out of here, y'all. Follow us. Peace.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. We value your time, and that's why we want to give you the best sounding, best produced quality of content we possibly can. And this podcast you've been listening to has been edited and produced by yours truly. I'm Donald the Voice. I'm a 10-year voiceover artist, narrator, and production specialist that wants to see only the best life-giving, equipping, and long-lasting content be produced to help others. So if you have commercial, video editing, or other production needs, I'd love to talk with you. That's right. Visit DonaldTheVoice.com and hit the contact page to talk about how we can work together to bring your content to life. Okay, so you're not an email person. Well, you can also contact me on Instagram at DonaldTheVoice or on Facebook.com/Donald.TheVoice. I'm looking forward to talking to you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.